This is the Janet Murray Show, episode 368.
You're listening to the Janet Murray Show. Tune in every week for practical marketing advice that will help you make more money in your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
This episode is part of a week-long challenge to help you improve your Facebook paid engagement. There's three main ways you can use the content. So number one, you can take part in the challenge with me live. It's happening between September 16th and 22nd, 2019. And if you sign up for the challenge over at janetmurray.co.uk/Facebook Page Challenge, you'll get a daily email with a small task to complete that's designed to help you increase the engagement on your Facebook page this week. We also have a dedicated Facebook group where you can hang out with others taking part in the challenge, and there'll be some exciting things going on, like prizes and leaderboards, and I'll be doing everything I can to incentivize you to grow your engagement on your Facebook page this week. Number two, if you're listening in the future, you can still take part in the challenge. So if you go to that URL, janetmurray.co.uk/Facebook Page Challenge, you can still take part and you can work through the materials at your own pace. But the only difference that you might find is that the Facebook group, depending on when you join the challenge, the Facebook group may not still be open, but it really depends on when you join the challenge. And finally, number three, if you choose, you can decide just to take these podcast episodes as standalone pieces of content, and I'll give you a list now of what to expect. So episode 365, why your Facebook page isn't getting enough engagement and what to do about it. Episode 366, what to post on your Facebook page to get more engagement. Episode 367, why value posts aren't enough to get engagement on your Facebook page. Episode 368, how asking questions can help you get engagement on your Facebook page and how to ask brilliant ones. Episode 369, why opinionated content works well for your Facebook page and how to do it. Episode 370, how sharing personal experiences can boost engagement on your Facebook page. And episode 371, how to develop a Facebook page strategy. So if you'd like to take part in the challenge, if you'd like to take part in it live, or you'd like to work through the materials at your own pace, if you're listening in the future, then head over to janetmurray.co.uk/Facebook Page Challenge. So it's janetmurray.co.uk/Facebook Page Challenge, and I will put that link in the show notes too. Asking questions can be a great way to get engagement on your Facebook page. People just love to share their ideas and their opinions, so any post where you're asking people to state their preference generally works a treat. So this can be anything from asking people which version of your new logo they prefer, to whether you should stock your new handbag range in blue or red, or even, as one of my clients did, she's a holiday cottage owner, asking people whether they like to have an iron when they stay in a holiday cottage. But there is a bit of an art to creating this kind of content, which I generally refer to as I know about that content, and it's pretty self-explanatory. It's because it's so easy for people to respond. They don't need any special training. They don't need any special knowledge. No fear of embarrassing themselves. They can confidently say which logo they like or which image they like the best or whatever it might be. So that's why I call it I know about that content. But yes, there is a little bit of an art to it. And it really is about making it as easy as possible for people to respond. So what I generally recommend that you do is that you turn these type of posts into short or two-tap answers. And by that, what I mean is you ask people to give you a very specific preference. So do they prefer picture 1, 2, or 3? Do they prefer A, B, C, or D? Agree or disagree, yes or no. And so that's what I mean when I say short or two-tap answers. They literally just kind of have to tap on their phone twice. Now, there are a few people who say you shouldn't do this because the Facebook algorithm will pick up that you're almost, it will feel like sort of spammy kinds of posts. And actually, I really disagree based on my experience, but also my client's experience. But actually, if you notice a dip in your engagement in any way with these kind of posts, remember what you're doing is you're starting a conversation. So if you're asking people just to say whether they agree or disagree, or yes or no, or do they like option 1 or 2 better, then that's just the start of the conversation. So you can go back and say, oh, what was it that made you choose 1? Or why is it that you disagree with that? And then you can get a conversation going. And I don't think Facebook can penalize you when you start to actually have a conversation with people. So the key thing is get people to respond quickly, get them involved in the conversation, make it as easy for them as possible, and then go back and continue the conversation. I've seen that working really well for me and also for my clients. And as with anything on social media, you have to monitor it. You have to be checking how things are going. But unless you see a dip in your engagement, then this generally works really well. So a couple of examples that I have done that have worked really well. So I was launching a little while ago my social media engagement playbook. So this is a downloadable PDF that's got tons of ideas on how to get more engagement on your social media posts. I'll link to it in the show notes if you're interested. So before I actually published it, I shot a video of me going through it. I showed people the insides of it and said, look, it's not quite ready yet. I'm just proofreading it at the moment. But when it comes out, would you be interested in buying a copy? And all people had to do was say yes or no. 115 comments on that one. Another example is I was running a masterclass. I think it was on social media posts, how to write fantastic social media posts. And my designer had sent me across four different ideas for the cover. So I just put them on social media. I labeled them up 1, 2, 3, or 4 and asked people to tell me which ones they were most interested in. And that got a lot of engagement as well. And the great thing about these types of posts, of course, is that you're also letting people know about your products or services. You're getting in a conversation with them. So often when I do these kind of posts, people will say, oh, well, when's that available? Or where's the sales page? Where can I buy that? So it's a really great way to get people talking about your products or services. Now, I wouldn't advise that you do these posts all the time. As with all of your social media, mix it up. You know, I wouldn't do this like every day, one after the other, but it certainly is a strategy that can work really well. So if you're taking part in my Facebook page engagement challenge, what I'd like you to do is to create a I Know About This style Facebook post, which encourages people to share their opinion or preference on something. Remember to chivvy up your Facebook engagement tribe, get them commenting on your post, and I'd love you to jump into the Facebook group and to let me know how you're getting on and if you have any questions about this task at all. If you're not taking part in the challenge, you can go and do this. Go and try this on your page as well and just let me know how you got on. I always love to know how people are getting on with putting into practice my tips and tactics. So I hope you found that useful. And remember, if you're not currently taking part in my Facebook page engagement challenge, it's not too late to join. Just head over to janetmurray.co.uk/Facebook page challenge. So that's janetmurray.co.uk/Facebook page challenge.
You've just been listening to The Janet Murray Show. If you enjoyed the show, you can show your appreciation by leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more marketing tips that will help you make more money in your business.